Welcome to Only in Clark County, the show with a mission to share the stories of the people and places that make Clark County unique. I'm your host, Brandon Heinbigner, and I found it all too easy to get caught up in our day-to-day lives and forget to get out and connect with our community. The purpose of this show is to encourage us all to do just that. Engage with the special people, local businesses, and local attractions that can only be found right here in Clark County, Washington. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Only in Clark County. Today, our guest is Carrie Schulstedt. She is the executive director of the Downtown Camas Association, and today she is going to tell us a bit more about the Downtown Camas Association and her role in it. Carrie, thank you so much for being here today.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you so much for having me.
So we'll just jump right in. Can you explain to all of us what the Downtown Camas Association is?
Absolutely. We are the nonprofit association that works along the city of Camas to help our downtown thrive. We have many different things that we do. We definitely work with the businesses and help them to do well and make sure that commerce is going well, but we do lots more than that. We do events in our downtown that bring the community together. Sometimes people need a reason to come and an extra reason to come. And so if you throw a really fun event, they're going to come and discover your town. We do lots of events. We do promotion of our town just in general. We also do lots of beautification projects in our downtown. So you'll see public art and you'll see beautiful benches and lampposts and all sorts of things that when you come, flower baskets, when you come to our town, you feel that sense of place and it's enjoyable and it makes you want to come back and stay a while. We also work with nonprofits and municipalities to be able to do all the different partnerships. We work with the school district as well to be able to touch all the parts of our community. Yes, we are a downtown association, but what is your downtown? Your downtown is the heart of your city. So you don't just do things in downtown. You want to be having those connections with everyone so you can see what are people needing? How can people connect with each other? How can they have the best quality of life? And it happens through a downtown. And so we're able to talk to all the folks.
I love that. I think that's awesome. Can you tell us a bit more about your specific role in the Downtown Camas Association?
Sure, absolutely. I'm the executive director. We are a nonprofit and we have a staff of three, so I help run the office. But I also am helping be the liaison between Camas and the state. So we are a state Main Street program. We're also a national Main Street program. And I can talk more about that if you'd like to, but it is the methodology to help historic downtowns to be successful, revitalize, and thrive. And so I'm able to quarterly go and meet with all the other Main Street directors and the state Main Street program in Washington, and we are able to learn from each other, get the resources you need to be successful, and then we also have connections with nationals as well. I connect with our legislators so that we can be advocating for what's going on. I'm a liaison with our city, so I meet regularly with the city so that they know what's happening boots on the street.
Sure.
But I also understand where they're coming from, and so we're able to keep everyone informed and connected in the best way possible.
That's incredible. I would like to learn more about the National Main Street Program. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Absolutely. This was a program that was started in the 80s because all over the nation, historic downtowns were starting to lose vitality. The reason that was happening is because people started really falling in love with their cars and they used their cars much more, and malls were opening and highways were being formed. And so the historic districts that had a lot of mom and pop shops that were also supported by anchor stores like JCPenney's and Sears and those kinds of businesses, when those businesses went to the malls, the mom and pops did not do as well. The smaller entrepreneurs, smaller businesses did not do as well. And over time, it was causing a problem. You don't want the heart of your town to not be vital. And so they started doing studies in the 70s about what was happening. By the 80s, they had this program. They did lots of pilot programs to see what worked. What because they're small nonprofits, where do you get the most bang for the buck? So sure. Over all of these decades, they have really refined the messaging, refined all the resources. And so cities who want to do this kind of revitalization work and be able to sustain that can work towards that being part of that program and have those resources.
How many cities in Clark County are involved in this program that you know of?
Vancouver, as well as Camas and Ridgefield.
Okay.
And then a little further out in the Gorge, Stevenson is also. We have 36 Main Street programs, accredited Main Street programs in the state of Washington.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So when did the Downtown Camas Association first get started then?
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of background history.
Please.
I opened a little shop in 2004 on a side street in downtown Camas when there were only four other new little shops opening. Prior to that, as we talked about, downtown had gone downhill just a little bit because there just wasn't as much of a draw into downtown.
Okay.
But there was some visioning done by the city. They invested a little bit in some flowers and some different things, and it was enough for the new people moving to Camas, because there were lots of new people moving to Camas, to say, this is a cute little town. It's got great bones. This has a lot of potential. And so some people took the risk, and I was one of those. And I learned very, very quickly, we better band together, and we better be, again, informed and connected and united.
Sure.
In moving forward, or this isn't going to work. So there was a committee with the city talking about visioning, doing a few things, some marketing and some events. And so I joined that committee and fell in love with Camas, wanted to tell the world about Camas. And things were going along okay, and we had an upward trajectory. But then in 2008, we all know what happened.
Yeah.
And the city no longer could fund that committee. Understandable. But we were all super excited about the revitalization efforts, so we freaked out just a little bit, and then we found the Main Street program that helped us get on our feet and be able, with just a small group of people, be able to really make a huge impact in our downtown. So we founded the Downtown Camas Association in 2009.
Okay.
And so we've been around for just a little bit.
How, over the past, since 2009 to 2023, how have you seen downtown Camas change?
Oh, it has changed quite a little bit. So when we were first doing our efforts, there were businesses that were doing well in downtown. It wasn't like there was no business in downtown, but many of them had left. We had a 60% vacancy rate
Wow.
in our downtown. So paper in the windows or boarded up buildings that didn't even have windows anymore.
Jeez.
There were buildings that were very blighted and not an attractive look at all. And it's amazing what just a little bit of positive intention can do to transform a town. We started doing events again. How do you bring everybody together? The people that had lived there forever and the people who are new there, and how do you do that? So we were very strategic in the types of events that we started. We started First Fridays that help bring people down very, very consistently. We do them every single month of the year. We've been doing First Friday since 2005.
Okay, wow.
And so one of the other things that was very, two things. One of the things was realtors did not show people downtown because it wasn't an asset necessarily for quality of life for new people moving there. We still had an odorous mill at the time. Our mill still operates and is awesome, but it doesn't have any smell anymore, which is lovely. So you had that. And the other thing that you didn't really see in downtown were children. We had the theater, but other than that, it was hard to find things for families to do. So we have worked very, very hard to make sure that families have something to do, especially on our events. We now have a toy store. We now have a children's bookstore. It really has transformed. We have, you know, amazing boutiques that offer unique things you're not going to find anyplace else, and quality. And it's interesting when you look back at the history, even way back in the day, they talk about the stores that were in Camas were unusual quality for such a small town, really top of the line type products. And even way back when they talked about that. So Okay. It's interesting. We're keeping that legacy going, but we also have award winning dining and breweries and just a lot in downtown, surprising amount. Plus just the aesthetic. If you've never been to downtown Camas, I highly recommend it. It really feels like a charming, historic town that is out of yesteryear.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morrell Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morrell Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop that since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morrell Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about which of Morrell Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morrellinc.com. That's morrellinc.com.
We touched on it a bit, but I'm curious to dive a bit deeper into this. What do you think was the main contributing factor to take it from this town nobody wanted to touch to this thriving community today?
It is being intentional. You have to be intentional. You have to have shared vision. So our board, and we had liaisons from the city and the school district and the chamber, we were all together working with the community saying, what do we want to be? The message we've heard from the very beginning until today is we want to keep that small town feel. We don't want to become a big city.
Sure.
Right? We want to keep it feeling like Camas. I 100% feel like that. That's what I fell in love with. I don't want to change it.
Right.
And so you have to be thoughtful and strategic about it. You don't just wing it.
Sure.
Right? When you do an event, you're very thoughtful about what are your goals and how are we going to meet those goals and what is the best way on a very small budget and small amount of volunteers, how are we going to do this? So lots of talking, lots of strategy, lots of working together. And it just really comes down to being very organized and being incredibly tenacious. We all have had to work together, and it wasn't easy at the beginning at all. It's not really easy now either.
Sure.
But it is easier. And it is, here's another thing. I was born and raised in Portland.
Okay.
And in Portland, you'd have to really be a big fish to make a big difference, right?
Yeah.
Like that is like a completely different environment. When you work together, even a small group of people in a small town work together for good, you see results like very quickly. And you're like, whoa, wow, this is making a difference. Let's do more. So it helps spur you on because you see the impact you have.
That's incredible. You've mentioned the word intentional a couple times, and mm-hmm. it stood out to me because that's kind of my word of the year. Everything I'm trying to do this year, I'm trying to be intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
On that subject, what does intentional mean in your eyes when it comes to things like planning events, mm-hmm. goal setting, mm-hmm. stuff like that?
You can do lots of things, right? We have lots of different choices. So when you do something, you want to get it right. I don't want to just do, oh, that's nice. I want to do, this is awesome.
Absolutely.
So you have to have lots of people with different viewpoints at the table, especially at the beginning. So I'll give an example. We're starting a new event in downtown Camas. We're going to have a new First Friday, and we don't do that very often, but we're going to do a new First Friday in August. It's Camas Comic Con.
Oh, right? Wow. That'll be
Which will be fun, right? It's going to be a Camas feel, right? It's going to be Camas-centric, but what does that mean, and how will we have that have the most impact, have that be really fun? You have to have things be fun, have it be true to what that is, but still feel like Camas, like all of those things you have to talk about. Well, I'm not going to come up with all of those ideas by myself or even our staff or board. You have to bring other people to the table who love that already or have ideas, and the more diverse, the better. Mm-hmm. And so we just had a meeting last night. It's a very opportune example. People who absolutely love that type of event and that culture and the fandom and all of that, we brought them all around a big old table and said, let's brainstorm about what we would like to see that look like as a First Friday in Camas. You can't do the whole thing, but what can we do that would be meaningful and fun and bring different people to our town and other people together in a different way? And the conversations are fabulous. Then, after you do all of that and you get all your information and you can kind of see what organically has energy and organically feels really positive and moving forward, then you start putting down some goals. And there's still more research to be done. So for us, when we went, wow, this really feels like this has energy, we still have to go meet people who might be involved in that, find out what that means. Like, do we need to buy anything? Do we need to connect with vendors? What does that look like? So there's like all of that planning phase. Then there's planning for an event. Like, what are all the steps of that? So it is very much you are organized and making sure you're bringing everybody to the table to talk about it. But when it all comes down to it, it is just really, truly making sure that you have crossed your T's and dotted your I's, because I want people to have a phenomenal time when they come to Camas. I don't want them to go, yeah, that was fine. I want them to go, wow, that was awesome, and tell their friends. Because the whole reason we're doing what we're doing, Brandon, is we are bringing people together. And so people feel like they are in a place that they're welcomed, that they're valued, that they have something to give, and they're having a lot of fun. That is super key. That is what we're trying to do. All of these other efforts we're doing lead to that. We want our businesses to do well. That helps serve the community, but it helps serve the businesses. These events are bringing people together. Everything we're doing comes down to relationships with people.
When the tide rises, all the ships rise with it.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's incredible. I just absolutely love the fact that you bring these people from the community in. Once you start surrounding yourself with people who have common goals like that, I mean, mm-hmm. you can do anything, it seems.
I think another part of intentionality is discernment. We've been doing this a long time, so we can sense when something has energy about it.
Sure.
When people are like, oh, that's great. It's just something you learn from doing it.
Right.
And so, yes, you're putting forward your best foot, but you're also paying a whole lot of attention to response that you get. And also, you have to be discerning, like, what is our bandwidth? It might be great to be able to do this and such and all this, and that'd be great, but come on. It's 3 hours on a First Friday, right?
Sure.
What are we going to do that makes it the best within that amount of time where we're able to do that? One of the things that I neglected to say about a Main Street program is how volunteer driven it is. Very small staff in the office, but very active board. And like an example, last year we had 245 unique volunteers that volunteered with our organization.
Wow.
It's a lot. We had over 3,000 volunteer hours. That's how Main Street programs do it. And again, it's the community coming together.
That's incredible. Right?
Have you always wanted to buy a washing machine and support affordable housing at the same time? Well, now you can at the Clark County Habitat for Humanity store. They have furniture, appliances, building materials, rugs, paint, flooring, tile, and tons of other new and gently used items. Every purchase supports home building projects right here in Clark County. You can donate your own things too, or better yet, you can call 360-213-1313. That's 360-213-1313, and they'll come pick them up from your home. The Clark County Habitat for Humanity store is located on Southeast 2nd Street near the corner of Mill Plain and I-205. They have everything and the kitchen sink.
For anybody out there who is unfamiliar with First Fridays, can you explain what a First Friday is?
Mm-hmm. It's different in downtown Camas than it is in other places.
Okay.
We have art shows in the galleries, which are amazing. After hours shopping, which there are specials and they're open later, which is great. So you're able to go in with your family or your friends or your sweetheart and shop after hours, which is great. The restaurants are all just to hop in and have live music. It's really, really fun. But one of the intentional things we did, there's that word again, is make sure that there is something family friendly to do that is free for the community.
Okay.
That is very important to us. So every single First Friday has a different theme.
Wow. Okay.
And when you come to 4th and Birch is a Journey Church, and that's where we hub. That's where we give out all the passports and do all the things. So you come to the DCA tables there, you get a passport, and you will be sent out into the town to do some sort of initiative, some sort of fun thing that will get you to go in and see all the stores and meet the people working there. You will be collecting trivia or an item or answering something. Or in January, we played Clue. There's always something different. We try to have it be where families can do it together, where the kids like it and the grown-ups like it.
Okay.
And you go all through town and you're exploring your town, having a lot of fun. And when you do that, you can enter to win prizes. So
very cool.
extra little thing. It really is something for everybody. You don't have to do the passport to have an awesome time on First Friday. Just come down and shop and enjoy being in downtown.
That's awesome. And I think I'll make the point that First Friday, what that name means for anybody who doesn't know, is the event happens every first Friday of each month, correct?
Yes, we do it all the way throughout the year. We want to be very consistent, so you just put it on your calendar and you're just like, well, of course, it's First Friday, I'm going to go to it. And that has been successful to have it every single month.
If you want to attend, does anybody have to do anything special, or
nope,
can they just show up?
Nope. Just show up. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring just yourself. There'll be lots of people to do stuff with. And it's for absolutely everybody. We want everyone to feel like they can come and be a part. And we will have something for you to do.
What kind of other events do you have in downtown Camas?
Oh my gosh, we have quite a few signature events. So we put on 21 events.
Oh, wow.
Throughout the year, 11 of those are First Fridays. The city puts on one of our First Fridays. So other than that, we have lots of other events that we put on. We put on a absolutely wonderful Camas Plant and Garden Fair the day before Mother's Day.
Okay.
Which fills all of downtown with plants and garden art. And it is in its 24th year. So it's like a big thing, really fun. We have an art event in March called Little Art Camas, which helps increase awareness of our local artists, really increases art appreciation, and encourages kids and families to get involved as well, which we love, and it's a fundraiser for our downtown. We have a car show in June where 200 classic and custom cars come to our downtown, and that is fabulous, and we've been doing that for years and years. I think it's our 16th year doing a car show. And we have a vintage and art fair. So again, art really has become something very visible and important in our town. We have many galleries and we have lots of events that support the arts. So that is an outdoor event as well. We do Boo Bash, so we trick-or-treat with the kiddos in the community and have 2,500 children all throughout downtown trick-or-treating with all the merchants. I have to give a shout-out to all of our amazing merchants. It's because they will engage with the community that the community is able to engage with them so well. And it just is very reciprocal. When we went through COVID, the community supported our businesses. We didn't lose businesses because nobody wanted our businesses to go away. So we really saw the support from the community in spades. So,
That's awesome. We
do holiday events. We just, I know I'm missing something, but it really is. We try to have a diverse mix of events and also have them be where there's something for everybody. We try to have family friendly things at each of our events, even our car show.
So if somebody is coming from out of town, they've never been to downtown Camas.
Yes.
What would you recommend they do in terms of everything? You know, where would they, if they wanted to stay a couple nights, is there a hotel downtown?
Yes, we have the Camas Boutique Hotel. It is our oldest commercial building in our downtown, built in 1911 and lovingly restored in 2009. It is a beautiful hotel. And so, yes, you can stay right on our main street. Our main street is 4th Avenue in downtown Camas. You can stay right there, coffee shop right across the street, retail, restaurants all around you. It really is wonderful. We also have a historic theater that plays first-run movies and literally the best popcorn I've ever tasted in my whole life. So you have, like, right out the door of the hotel, you're like, oh, I could do this, I could do this. There's a gallery right across, art gallery right across the street. You've got a toy shop, you've got a bookstore. There are so many things to do within two blocks of the hotel. So it is, you can come and stay for a full weekend and you'll have plenty to do.
Okay, that's incredible.
Are you a musician or artist in the local Vancouver, Portland area?
Ready to take things to the next level?
Well, New Waves Northwest on KXRW has got you covered. Send in your song submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm for a chance to be highlighted on one of our upcoming episodes.
New Waves Northwest is the best place to discover bands and artists from the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. Once again, send submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm. And as always, stay wavy.
What is in the upcoming, I'll say, next few years, what's your biggest goal for the direction of the Downtown Camas Association?
More people involved. I want more people to know about our organization so that they can plug in and get involved. Definitely see that. We also need to do some visioning and planning for the future because we're growing. Right? All the towns are growing. So how do you do that in the best way, keeping our small town feel? What's that going to look like? So we actually have funding in the budget, the city budget, starting in January of 2024 for what is called a sub-area plan for our downtown.
Okay.
That is just fancy words for we are going to look at everything going on in downtown from under the ground all the way up. We'll do some visioning and take a look at where we want our future to go so that we can have really good plans and do it right. And that will be, we will be collaborating with stakeholders all throughout the community. This will be, headed up by the city, of course, but they'll have consultants that will help with certain things. And we're very, very, in downtown, we're very, very excited about it. This is the first one that's been done in our downtown, like this kind of overarching strategy and infrastructure analysis. So very excited about that because that will change how we think and know. If you don't have the information, you don't know how to best do things. So to have that will be very powerful for us. So we will make really good decisions.
I think that'll be awesome. If people want to learn more about everything the Downtown Camas Association is doing, do you have a website or anything that people can check out?
Downtowncamas.com. is our website. We have a very active Facebook page. It's just Downtown Camas. Our Instagram page is I Love Downtown Camas. Not a shock. But if you're wanting to plug in, if you're wanting to just see what Downtown Camas is about, come to some of our events. Come to shop. Come to experience our restaurants and get a feel for our vibe in downtown. And then beyond that, follow our social media and see everything that's going on and then plug in as you can. As people experience downtown, if you want to get more involved, we have committees. We have four different main committees on our Main Street program. You can get involved in our board. There are so many ways that you can bring whatever you have, whatever your gift is, whatever your asset is to bring to the table. We have a place to plug you in. So
that's awesome. Well, Carrie, thank you so, so very much for being on the show today.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I thoroughly enjoyed your story, and I'm sure everybody listening did as well. Thank you for listening to another episode of Only in Clark County. We'll see you next time.